for the city and 4 years to the county unless they agree to a shorter term in the development agreement itself.
And what was the reason for the longer period for the city?
The bigger developments, the longer term developments are usually inside the urban growth boundaries, are not outside. The League of Cities has authorized me to say they're in agreement with this. The Association of Counties is also in agreement. And I have my last comments with the LCDC were that they, as long as the term vesting was not used, because it has a great deal of case law implication, they were comfortable with these amendments.
Okay. And right now, these development agreements are allowed in for residential properties, but not commercial or industrial.
In that section of the statute, Mr. Chair, they only refer to residential. They are done between the other forms of development, but they're not called development agreements.
Okay. Questions from the committee? Okay. Anyone else want to testify on this bill? All right. Let's close the public hearing on Senate Bill 688. Senator Beyer, are you game for this bill? You want to move the dash ones?
Sure.
Let's open a work session on Senate Bill 688.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash one amendments to Senate Bill 688.
Senator Beyer has moved the dash one amendments to Senate Bill 688. Is there any discussion? Any objections? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move 688 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Beyer has moved Senate Bill 688 to the as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Now that the sponsor of the bill has negotiated everything out of it, we might as well send it off.
Is there any other discussion? Any objection? So ordered. And I will go ahead and carry that bill if that's okay. And so that closes the work session on Senate Bill 688. And let's open a work session.
Hey.
Yes. On Senate Bill 861. Ted, do you want to come and introduce the dash one amendments on Senate Bill 681?
My name is Teddy Kaiser from Senator Joanne Berger's staff, and we have amendments to Senate Bill 861 that was the request of Senator Whitsitt. He felt that the words "through foraging" was ambiguous and the bill would be stronger without those words.
Okay. And we're joined here by our Senate President. Are there any questions for Mr. Kaiser about Senate Bill 861 or the Dash 1 amendments in particular?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I guess, could you just elaborate a little bit why the change was made in the Dash 1?
Sure. Senator Whitsitt thought that by having the words "through foraging," it made it vague and made it so that the bill might be broader than we had intended it to be. And so eliminating that kept it to the fine point we wanted.
Thank you.
Anything else? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Senator Burdick, you have a motion on the Dash 1 amendments?
Senator Ringo, I move the Dash 1 amendments to Senate Bill 861.
Thank you. Senator Burdick has moved the Dash 1 amendments to Senate Bill 861. Is there any discussion?
That will be a no.
Okay. Katie, do you want to call the roll, please?
Senator Byers?
No.
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
Courtney?
Yes.
Senator Ringo?
Aye.
Senator Burdick?
Senator Ringo, I move Senate Bill 861 as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Burdick has moved Senate Bill 861 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
No.
Katie, you want to call the roll, please?
Senator Biden?
No.
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
Yes.
Senator Ringo?
Aye. And bill passes. Senator Burdick, you want to carry the bill?
Senator Berger would like to carry
this. Senator Berger will carry this bill. Thank you very much. And so that closes the work session on Senate Bill 861. Let's open a public hearing. And thank you, Senate President, President Courtney. Appreciate that. Let's open a public hearing on House Bill 2178. Do we have Adam Sussman and Doug Myers, please?
Thank you.
Good afternoon, members of the committee. For the record, I'm Adam Sussman. I'm with the Oregon Department of Water Resources Department. I'm the Senior Policy Coordinator, and I appreciate the opportunity to testify on House Bill 2178. This is a bill that was pre-session filed for the department by the governor, and it's also been filed on behalf of the Office of Regulatory Streamlining. And to cut right to the chase, what this bill does is provide an expedited process to obtain a permit to use water that's already legally stored in a reservoir. And under the background of my written testimony, I'm just going to step back for a second and help you understand that the process to obtain a water right permit is a pretty rigorous process. And it's rigorous for two reasons. One is to ensure that we're protecting the existing water users of the state. And it's also rigorous to ensure that we're protecting the public interest values of the state. And because of that, the process could take up to 180 days or more to go through the permitting process. And unfortunately, the statute doesn't make any differentiation between getting a permit to use water that's already stored in a reservoir as compared to getting a permit to use water by, say, putting a pump in a creek running past your property. And so this was an opportunity, if you will, to expedite the process to use stored water, because stored water is really unique in that we've already issued a permit to store the water in a reservoir, and we've done a complete public interest review when issuing that reservoir permit, and therefore the process to obtain what we call a secondary permit, the permit to use the stored water, should be a much more simple and clean process. So this, again, is one of the items that the department has identified as a means of streamlining state government without diminishing any protection to the existing users of the resource or the resource itself. And on the backside of the testimony, it really just in a few bullets identifies specifically what the bill does. It still requires the fee for any other storage permit that you would need to get, as well as an application form. It also requires a whole bunch of information that's in the third bullet of the testimony in terms of ensuring that the permit that is held for storing water is the same as the use that you're proposing. You have evidence that you have access to the water. That's another way of saying you have some sort of contractual agreement for the water. You've provided notice to the operator of the reservoir to assure that everyone knows who's doing what, and you have some sort of agreement with the entity that's actually delivering the water. The fourth bullet is really the key, is that under this provision, the department can issue a permit to use stored water after a 30-day public notice opportunity. Again, that cuts the time significantly from the current process. And that opportunity to issue that permit within 30 days occurs only if, after the public notice and opportunity for comment, there haven't been any significant public interest issues raised. And finally, it also ensures that any permits to use stored water under this provision would be adequately conditioned to ensure the protection, again, of other users in the state's resources. And I just wanted you to know that there was some negotiation on the House side as we moved through this bill. There were some issues raised by Water Watch, who's here with me at the table, as well as other stakeholders, and the bill was amended to address all of those stakeholders' concerns. It passed unanimously out of the House Water Committee and passed with 57 votes in favor on the House floor. And I'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have, and thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Myers?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. My name is Doug Myers, and I'm representing Water Watch. We're okay with the bill. It was amended to our satisfaction on the House side, so how about it? Thank you.
Thank you. Could you just tell us very briefly what the amendments were made that satisfied your concerns on the House?
Mr. Chair, fish passage, lines 26 through 28 on page 1. Lines 1 through 3 on page 2, measuring devices. Those were our concerns.
Okay. And the bottom line is that since the person already has a permitted right to the water, they're going to get it anyway. It's just a matter of whether they can get it sooner or whether they have to wait the 180 days. Am I Am I right on that?
Well, Mr. Chair and members of the committee, in some cases, it's the same person's reservoir. In other cases, it may not be. It may be a Army Corps of Engineers managed reservoir, as an example, or you may be contracting with some other entity. But you are correct. The bottom line is that the process goes faster, not only for the person trying to get the water, but it prevents the department from having to do a lot of unnecessary work.
But let's say it's the Army Corps of Engineers reservoir. This is applying, though, to the case where a permit has already been approved allowing that water user to use that water. Correct?
Chair Ringo, members of the committee, there would already be an existing right to store water, and this is simply what we call a secondary right to use that stored water.
Correct. Okay. Thank you. Questions from the committee?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Barr.
Maybe someone can make this. I seem to have two different versions of the A and Gross bill. I've got an A and Gross bill and a corrected A and Gross bill. And this is, I want to know.
Now you're making me nervous, Senator Fire.
Well, it's making me nervous, too, because I can't find out what the difference between the two is.
And I only have the corrected version.
Actually, I have both as well.
I think it was just a typographical error.
Mr. Chair, I'd be happy to.
Yes, go ahead.
Try to enlighten. That's correct. There were some amendments on the House side, and when those amendments came out, there was a typographical error in the amendments, and so there was some discussion in the committee. I believe the Legislative Council came down, and there was a conceptual amendment, if you will, to modify one word. And we moved through that process, and a corrected version of the bill came out in the manner that I think all the stakeholders in the committee understood it should be printed.
Mr. Chair, I guess to clarify, which version passed the House?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the corrected version.
And which was the, what's the word?
My recollection is the word, it would be on page 2, lines, if you look beginning in line 16, we wanted to make sure that certain things happened in terms of everybody involved understanding what was going on. So the first thing is you begin to read on line 16, the applicant has to show that they have an agreement with the owner of the reservoir for sufficient interest in the reservoir to impound water, essentially that there's some sort of contractual agreement that water's actually there for them. Then the second provision that you see in bold there is sometimes the owner of the reservoir is not the same as the operator. And so we wanted to make sure that the operator had notice that this application was being made so that there was full disclosure. And the first time the bill was printed on line 19, let me see if I got this right, that on line 19 the word operator said owner also. So it was a typographical error.
It said the word owner instead of the word operator.
Correct.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, so let me get this straight. This bill came out of committee with the amendment that we're seeing here have been voted on, the amendment that has the word operator on it, or was the amendment have the word owner on it when it came out of committee?
Chair Ringo, Senator Beyer, it was voted on committee with the word operator, as you see in the A and Gross, the corrected A and Gross version. That's what the committee voted on. They all understood that there was a typographical error. They understood that there would be a correction, if you will, and it was voted out of committee that way. And then the bill was reprinted, corrected shortly after that, and moved onto the House floor, as you see here.
So they voted based on a conceptual amendment, and then that amendment wasn't printed in the original version of the bill. Sounds like.
Well, no, I'm trying to figure, because what he said is that this is the amendment which has the word operator in it. Mm-hmm. And so that means that LC printed the bill wrong. But if it was printed prior to being voted on, why did they have to correct it? Why didn't they just print the correct bill? And obviously, this probably isn't a question for you, maybe a question for LC, but...
Yeah, because they would have had to send it back to the committee, it seems to me.
Well, that's... It seems to me that... I just want to make sure... I want to know, you know, he said the corrected version was the one that was voted on, but, you know, was it A engrossed? Was it B engrossed? I mean, what was actually voted on the House floor? That's the issue to me.
The sequence would be, okay, they adopt the amendment, and we don't look at the A engrossed, really, before we get to the floor.
Exactly.
In committee. So they adopted the amendment, which was correct, and then it shows, it gets reported out of committee with the typo, and then did it go back to committee?
Chair Ringo, members of the committee, let me try this one more time and see if I can go back through the history. We showed up at the committee. There was a -1 amendment that had the word owner instead of operator in committee with the -1 amendment. The committee made a conceptual amendment to change that word owner to operator, and then they voted the bill out of committee. The bill was then printed as a, I guess it would be an A engrossed version, considering the -1 amendment. But unfortunately, when that bill was printed, it still contained the word owner instead of operator. For some reason, even after adopting the amendment and moving it out of the committee, the printed bill was still incorrect. So they sent it back to the printer. It was simply a printing error, is my understanding. And they sent it back to the printer, and then they had a corrected A engrossed version, which is what went to the House floor.
I think the lesson here is conceptual amendments are always risky.
And Mr. Chair and members, as I recall, Brendan McCarthy from Legislative Council was in the committee room and did the changing in front of them, but it just got printed wrong.
That's correct.
Well, committee, are we comfortable with the bill?
Mr. Chair, I personally am comfortable with the policy of the bill. I'm never comfortable anymore voting on bills that say corrected on the top of them. Senator Burton would know.
I think you had other problems with that particular bill, Senator.
Well, I mean, it just, what version do the people know of the bill we're talking about now? Because we now have two different A engrossed bills that are different. And that's a concern. It's not the Water Resource Department, it's not Water Watch,
I agree. No, you're right.
And I think it does argue. I mean, it's just better not to do conceptual amendments.
Well, it's better to send the bill back and make it be engrossed.
Exactly.
That's right.
That way everybody knows what bill we're talking about.
Okay.
I'm comfortable with the bill.
Okay. Well, thank you for that explanation. Let's close the public hearing then on House Bill 2178. Let's open a work session on House Bill 2178.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2178 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Byers moved House Bill 2178 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. And the committee is adjourned. And Senator Byers.